with the first pick in the draft, second pick, the third pick, with the fourth pick, the fifth pick.
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson.
Catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I'm joined by my brother, Rams, and we are giving you fantasy NFL advice you can use. And Rams, believe it or not, it's playoff time for fantasy users, and it's time to figure out the right lineups to put in, because after all the preseason prep we did, all the regular season chatter we've done, it's time for playoffs. Did you make both of yours?
I did. Fortunately, I was able to get in both leagues.
Very good. I had a very unfortunate mishap in one of my leagues where I needed Triple Lendy to get knocked out, and the Triple Lendy unfortunately landed not in my way, so I'm in one. I got bounced out of the others. Here's to it that both of us do well, and let's talk about the Thursday night game, because as usual, we shoot this podcast on Thursday evening prior to kickoff of the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's favored by 2.5. Saints have been on fire. Atlanta showing signs of life recently. Who do you like?
The Saints, I think.
You know, I normally would too, but I'm going to take the home team on a Thursday night because it's a short week.
Yeah.
And literally, that's my biggest reason.
This game is really, really tough to project, so I can't say I disagree with you in the slightest.
If it wasn't a Thursday night and they were playing this, let's say, Sunday at 1 p.m. or even 4 p.m., I would likely take the Saints even in Atlanta, but because of the short week. Okay, with that said, before we get into the Sunday games, I want to remind the people we are big advocates of the Draft app from Draft.com. Using promo code RTNBA gets every first-time user a $3 deposit. On the NBA podcast that we do with Nader and Mo, we typically do a draft. We enter a draft room live on air. We do a snake draft. It's 5 rounds. And depending on the number of people in the draft during the usage of the app, the draft lasts anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And even on air, it's pretty exciting when all of us are in at the same time.
It really is. It's fun.
Again, first-time users, promo code RTNBA nets you a $3 first-time deposit. Moving on to Sunday, 1 p.m., a game with no spread. The Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills. Indianapolis side of the ball, who do you like?
Okay, so before we deep dive into every game, the word of the week is going to be trust. Just like you had mentioned, it's playoff time, right? So trust. When you're setting your lineups this week, it's all about who do you genuinely trust, because now's not the time to get cute. Now's not the time to like super gamble. If you lose with starting your studs and your best players, then so be it. Only one person wins a league, right? Like, not everybody's going to win. But if you go down, you want to go down with your best players, because you won't look back in 3 months and say, darn, you know, Tom Brady really screwed me. But if you gamble, you know, and you bench a Tom Brady, you're going to look back in 3 months and say, God, I got too cute and I shouldn't have done that. Now, with that said, the Colts, I like Doyle. I still like Frank Gore because Marlon Mack isn't getting a ton of run. And flip a coin on the week, T.Y. Hilton's going to produce. I think he's okay this week.
Okay. Did you know the Bills and the Colts have only produced 20 sacks each this season? Only one team in the NFL has less. Do you want to take a stab?
Oh, it's got to be the Lions.
Nope, it's actually the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, wow.
17. Point is, both teams don't have stellar defenses. I agree with the I like Frank Gore a lot this week. I'm flexing him in myself. What do you think of Jacoby Brissett?
I think it's okay.
I think if you have to and it's a streaming
option,
love
it,
that's okay. I agree with you.
I know we're going to get there in a second. I'd rather flex Tyrod if he starts.
I you know what? As much as I've said it all season, I'm kind of off the Tyrod bandwagon. Let's get to the Buffalo side of the ball, simply because his injuries are flaring up and there's big risk in rolling him out at this point. I'd rather stream somebody else as much as I love the guy.
That's fair. For me, if he's going to start, I'm comfortable starting him. I like Zay Jones this week. If provided Tyrod starts, look, here's the bottom line. If Tyrod doesn't start, I don't like a single Bills pass catcher. Literally just McCoy. If Tyrod does start, I like Zay Jones. I like Charles Clay. And that's it. I don't, there's that word, trust Calvin Benjamin coming off of that knee injury, even though he's probably going to play too.
Okay, agreed, agreed. It's outdoor in the cold. Buffalo likely to roll either way, right?
Yes, I think, well, depending on Tyrod, I think Buffalo will win, yeah.
Okay. Now, in a very interesting 1 p.m. Defensive matchup, Minnesota at Carolina. Minnesota is shockingly up to 10 wins this season. They are on a roll.
They're a wonderful team.
Minnesota side of the ball. Latavius Murray, both receivers, the quarterback, Case Keenum. The question becomes McKinnick. What do you think?
This is a tough week, man. Like, Carolina is very, very good against the running back. Even Latavius Murray, I would.
They're top
I would,
five against running
perfect.
Back.
Perfect. I would start Murray. I think the upside is kind of limited. With McKinnon, I would if I had to. But if he's like a flex player for me, I'd rather start somebody else this week, to be quite honest with you. I don't see him catching six balls against that linebacking core, and he's not running, you know, particularly well.
Okay, I'm going to say the follow.
Also, I'd start Kyle Rudolph even in a tough matchup.
Likely running back situation is thin. If you had to roll him out, I think he might be okay in what might be a very low-scoring, quiet game. So he might get a few checkdowns.
He'd have to do it through the air.
Yeah.
It's just
PPR, definitely PPR value.
Yeah.
Okay, Carolina side of the ball, it's tricky to me. It just becomes Cam and Christian McCaffrey.
And I don't even like Cam this week against that defense, mind you. But yeah. I don't like – Funch has been really, really good, but if he's going to get the Xavier Rhodes treatment coming off shutting down Julio Jones, I certainly wouldn't start Funches. Olsen is the tricky one. Supposedly, he's going to be a full go. Supposedly, no limitations regarding snap count.
You gave that
I don't trust it.
Circle of trust speech. Can't do it.
I agree. Like, I own Olsen, and I'm not starting him. I want to see it for a week before I'm comfortable
No
with
problem.
It.
Minnesota's favored by 2.5 in Carolina. No other issues there.
Minnesota.
I like Carolina at home. I like them for the upset. Okay, still on 1 p.m. Chicago at Cincinnati. Did you know these two teams are dead last in total yards per game?
I did not know that. That's fun. That doesn't shock me, but that's
they
a good
average
stat.
The least amount of yards per game each.
Pathetic.
Chicago's offense has just absolutely collapsed under the Trubisky project. Can you even trust Jordan Howard?
No, there's literally not a single Chicago Bear I would start this week.
Agreed. Let's go to the other side of the ball. Without Mixon, would you advocate
Bernard? Yeah, Gio must start.
Easy. Gio, AJ Green, Croft.
It's a tough matchup. I wouldn't
either. What about Red Rocket, Andy Dalton?
No, I don't like him this week either.
I don't either. I thought you were going to go the other way on that. Okay, then we agree. I think the game is pretty simple. Cincinnati 6.5, I like.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Green Bay against signs of life Cleveland Browns. Green
signs
Bay
signs of life, huh?
Green Bay favored by 3. Green Bay side of the ball. Jamal Williams, Devontae Adams. I want to tell people Aaron Jones had a touchdown last week in 20 yards. He had it in deep overtime.
One carry,
and he broke it. It was a nice run. I saw it. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't think we can advocate to roll out Aaron Jones. It's got to be Jamal Williams.
It's simple. It's Jamal Williams. It's Devontae Adams. That's it.
Good enough. Cleveland side of the ball. Hey, we had a Josh Gordon sighting last week. I kind of think he's a must-start at this point.
I'm definitely okay starting Gordon. It's a terrific matchup. He got fed last week, 11 or 12 targets. It's Corey Coleman that took a hit. You can no longer trust him, even in a plus matchup. Gordon.
You know what? I think Coleman's okay. I think that was against a great secondary last week. They were on the road. If I own Coleman and he's my number 3 option, I would be okay rolling him out.
It was most definitely a tough matchup. This matchup against Green Bay is far easier, but I can't. It's too risky.
Okay.
I just can't.
So Duke Johnson and
for sure
Isaiah Crowell sighting again.
Crowell, yeah. Crowell's been okay the past 4 weeks. I mean, he's not crushing it or anything, but double-digit fantasy points, so we'll take it.
Okay. Green Bay favored by 3.
Yeah, Green Bay will win, and then Aaron Rodgers will come back, and they will never lose again, and I will be in a corner crying.
Oh, we'll get to that. I've got line stats for you.
Oh, I need them.
Okay, next 1 p.m. game, San Francisco at Houston. Niners side of the ball. Couple things to say. Garoppolo looked pretty good last week.
He looked darn good, man.
Did you know last week he had more fantasy points than Tom Brady?
I did not know that. I'm so sorry.
As a Brady owner, kind of hurt my feelings there. With that said, I think if you want to stream a Garoppolo this week, I think it's okay.
I'm good with Garoppolo. Marquise Goodwin, must start.
Okay, I think Goodwin is a great start this week. I think if anybody has him in their lineup and he's been riding the pine for whatever reason, I think it's time to plug him
in. Yeah, he's a no question, must start.
Yep.
Carlos Hyde, of course. The one that I like Trent Taylor as a player. I love him to pieces. 6 catches, 92 yards last week. He caught all of his targets. I'm going to draft him so hard next year in all of my leagues. And it's, on paper, a nice matchup in that Houston yields so many passing points. But they're pretty good against a slot. That's, like, the only thing they cover well. Taylor's kind of risky to me. I wouldn't roll him out, even though he's coming off that really, really productive game.
Folks, there's a bias here. We owned him in college fantasy as well.
I love him, and I'm not recommending him.
Right. So that was easy. I thought you were going to go with Robbie Gould. Okay, Houston side of the ball. It's kind of tricky now, isn't it?
All right. Lamar Miller for sure. Tight end streamer of the week, my man Steven Anderson.
Because CJ Fedorowicz is out.
Fedorowicz is out. Bruce Ellington's out.
And obviously Hopkins. And I don't think Braxton Miller's playing, so I don't
also
know.
Also out. So Will Fuller's supposed to come back. But Will Fuller, to me, doesn't hinder Anderson. He's not running routes over the middle. He's just running straight. So I don't think that really changes things. I would not start Will Fuller, though.
I think Phil Fuller's the epitome of a 0 or 15.
Yeah, yeah, and I wouldn't do it with Tom Savage. I don't trust Savage to get him on a deep ball.
Houston's favored by 2.5, and I'm going to say the following. I think San Francisco picks up win number 3 here.
Who's at home?
Houston.
I'll take Houston.
Okay. The next game is an old-school rivalry fun division game, Oakland at Kansas City. Oakland side of the ball, they did okay last week without Cooper and Crabtree.
They did.
But let's assume Cooper and Crabtree are back. You're rolling them out. I think that's pretty easy. Marshawn Lynch sightings for the last few weeks, been advocating for him. I think you continue to roll him out. Derek Carr is okay, and I think he's going to continue to be okay. But
Derek Carr's a good start this week, though.
Okay.
He is. I feel so very good about
essentially,
him.
Essentially, we just named every Raider.
Yeah, all of them I would start with the exception of just not Jared Cook because he's fallen off. I don't trust him right now. But everything that you said is accurate. Just keep an eye on Crabtree's ankle. That's all.
Okay. Kansas City side of the ball, we say usual suspects, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce. Lo and behold, last week we had an Alex Smith sighting. Fluky or sustainable?
I can't with this guy. I hate him so much. The one week I finally I'm like, oh no, whatever. Honestly, I would start him this week. I think it's a wonderful matchup.
I think you have to. I think if you have him and you rostered him after what he did last week, Andy Reid's not calling the offensive plays anymore. They handed that over. I think you saw the difference. I think you roll out Alex Smith if you have him.
And you poor battered Kareem Hunt owners, I know you're still frustrated. I'd still start him. Yep. I'm sorry. I would.
I would too. I know we called for a bounce back last week. He bounced. He just didn't bounce back. With that said, I think you continue to roll. Kansas City favored by 4 in KC.
I think the Raiders get it done. I have no faith in the Chiefs anymore.
They've been on a slide. I actually like KC, and I like them to cover the spread. Okay, moving on to the 1 p.m. game with another no spread. Detroit in Tampa Bay.
This game is a pick'em, Lord.
No, there's no spread. Literally, there's no spread. With that said, did you know Matthew Stafford has thrown the 5th most touchdowns in the NFL this year? He's tied for 5th most.
I did know that, sadly.
Okay, let's make it better. Who's he tied with?
5th?
5th.
Is it Jameis?
It is not. Jameis has missed several games this year.
Only because we're playing Tampa.
It's Mr. Heinz Field himself. It's Ben Roethlisberger.
Ugh.
Just throwing that out there to you. Okay, Detroit side of the ball. Hey, looks like Golden Tate, Marvin Jones. Are you going to advocate any of the backs?
No, the backfield is an absolute mess. The only one that I think I would start, if Abdullah is out again, and it looks like he's going to play, but if he's out again, I like Riddick.
Yep.
Beyond that, don't mess with anything because you just don't know. I know Tyon Green looked good last week. I know he scored. The backfield is far too volatile. Do not trust it. Do not trust it. Do not trust it.
True, agree.
I do like Staff this week, even with the hand. I think he's going to be fine. That Tampa Bay defense is putrid.
So, let's say it right. I think if Stafford starts, he's got the potential to be a top five quarterback.
He's going to start. He was throwing in practice today, and he was fine.
I know, but they said his hand is still swelling. So
yeah, who cares?
My statement is still the following. If Stafford starts this week, I think he's the top five QB this week. I really do. I don't see how Tampa Bay is going to stop Marvin Jones and Golden Tate. I really have no clue how they're going to come close to it.
I mean, the Lions will find a way to stop themselves, but I still love. I would love to start Staff, Tate, and Jones this week. Kenny Galladay is a risky play. I don't love it,
risk
but if you're looking for somebody that maybe will catch a 60-yard touchdown, knock yourself out, I don't trust it this week.
Agreed. Tampa Bay side of the ball, backfield's still a mess, but I think Peyton Barber might be worth rolling out because he got the majority of the carries last week.
Yeah, look, to your point, I know Doug Martin is back. I don't know how you can bench Peyton Barber right now. At the very least, he's going to get the goal line work.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say next. He actually caught a couple balls. He's going to get the goal line work. If you had to, honestly, if I owned Doug Martin, I'd be super nervous.
I wouldn't start him. I would only start Peyton Barber in that
literally,
backfield.
And that's it. That's the rest of it. Unfortunately, Jaquizz Rodgers didn't do enough to hold on to the job. Okay, so let's continue through. You want to talk about your favorite tight end in the world in Tampa Bay?
Good Lord, man. I can't win with that guy. Cameron Bray back to that must-start status.
Yes.
Jameis came back. Jameis found him. They're best friends. Super. I think D-Jax is okay here. Our Lions number two corners all year have been pretty meh. And he should be seeing a lot of, Nevin Lawson or DJ Hayden.
So
I'm good with that,
too. Let's say this right. Mike Evans, 0 100-yard games. Mike Evans, if you own him, you're likely rolling him out.
Hate him, but you're starting him.
Okay, let's tell the people why, though. Darius Slay this season is Detroit's version of Xavier Rhodes, and Darius Slay just gets no pub around the country, and most people probably don't know who Darius Slay is. With that said, he's likely going to shut Mike Evans down. It's unfortunate if you own Mike Evans that you have him at this time of year, but I just want you to timid your expectations. Okay, we both like Detroit in this game?
No. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm finished. Fire Caldwell. Fire the whole organization. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I'm not picking them to win again the rest of the year. I'm not doing it. I can't do it. They broke my heart.
Folks,
I'm done.
I can't tell you how much I was not expecting that.
I'm over it. Okay. My son's room is Honolulu blue and silver, and I go in there, and I feel like a jerk for cursing this poor child.
You have cursed your son. With that said,
mind you, here we go at 1 p.m. You're going to be over.
Lions,
I'm going to be cheering my face off.
The 6-6 Lions are very simple. Whenever they face a tough front seven, they struggle. And when they don't, they don't. This is not a tough front seven.
Hey, I got a question for you. You think we'll manage to get 11 players on the field on defense this week? I don't.
1 p.m. game, old school division rivalry, Dallas at the New York Giants. Dallas side of the ball. I think we have a Dak Prescott conversation to have.
I don't trust him. I started him last week. I know he gave us 2 touchdowns. It also came with 100 yards. 100 yards in an NFL game. They still had a week of prep. It wasn't like a normal short week Thursday game. I don't trust Dak. Not in the playoffs. Not anymore, unfortunately.
I think if you own him and you don't have a better option, he's okay here. I absolutely don't love him, but I think he's okay if you had to do it. With that said, I love Dez Bryant this week. Who else on the Cowboys side of the ball?
Alfred Morris is a really good start. I think they should be able to run on the Giants.
Are you off the Rod Smith train?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Just double checking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody else on the Jason Witten?
Jason Witten, because the Giants struggle against the tight end.
That's right. Yeah. And that covers the Dallas side of the ball.
No question.
Giants side of the ball, Sterling Shepard and
Evan Ingram. I think Eli's kind of okay here. I do. I don't love it. I think it's cute, though.
So depending on your league scoring, when I look at Eli Manning's fantasy points this year, including missing that week last week, he's actually had a decent fantasy year this year.
Here's the deal, man. Some games, like, Eli's awesome fantasy, and then some games, he just ruins your week. So if you got the stomach for it, I think it's okay this week. I really do. No more in that backfield, though. Darkwa and Gallman, they're just cannibalizing each other. You can't trust any of them.
Don't forget about sweet Shane Vereen. Dallas, 3.5.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys win here.
Agreed. Okay, Tennessee at Arizona. Did you know on the Tennessee side of the ball, Delanie Walker leads the team in targets? Did you know since week 9, Delanie Walker's been double-digit fantasy points?
Did you know Delanie Walker might not play on Sunday, and that stinks for you?
Did you know he's questionable?
He is every week.
Delanie Walker's questionable in the offseason.
Did you see that report? That was good. Did you see the report that said he literally comes out of every game with a new injury?
Okay, so if you're a Tennessee owner of any of the backs in the backfield, I guess you have to plug them in and just pray, right?
honestly, that's really what you're doing. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it. Derrick Henry, I know he had 100 yards last week. It was on the last carry of the game. He went for 75 yards. I wanted to stab myself, but I mean, that's not bankable. DeMarco Murray still gets, you know, the bulk of the run there. He's not producing a ton, but he's playing. I don't like either of them. It happens.
Okay. I like Mariota this week.
I don't trust Mariota. He's been really bad all year. I love the dude to pieces. I don't trust him.
Well, he's not running like he used to, which makes him a pocket passer.
And thing his is, pocket passing is not effective.
I know, but Arizona's secondary has just been so bad this year. It's been so, so bad. If you had to roll him off, I think it's okay. I like him better this week than last week, and last week he did pretty decent. Any of the wide receivers on Tennessee side of the ball?
No. Unfortunately, Corey Davis kind of dropped off the past few weeks.
Yep.
Excuse me. One of them is going to see Patrick Peterson. It'd probably be Davis. So
Davis or Matthews, I would guess. Okay, Arizona side of the ball. What do you like out of the backfield?
You mean my starting quarterback, Blaine Gabbert?
You're doing it, huh?
Well, it's Blaine Gabbert or Dak, so.
I'd roll out Dak over Blaine, just so I get it on the podcast.
I can't. Oh, so God. It's archived I hope that forever. You're wrong.
I hope so, too, for your sake.
Yeah, Gabbert fits. I like Seals Jones here, man.
You do?
I really do. Yeah, I do. If not for Steven Anderson, I think I'd be streaming Seals Jones. Kerwin Williams will get the start if AP doesn't start. He's going to get volume, but it's really, really tough to run on Tennessee. I still wouldn't start him, even though he's going to touch the ball quite a bit. I don't really see him doing much for us. I think it's all going to come through the air, hence the Blaine Gabbert.
I'm surprised you like Seeley Jones so much because you have not been on the...
So I know last week he only had two catches or something like that. Gabbert missed him for another touchdown, though, and it's kind of tough with tight end this week. Gronk is suspended, so...
Okay, did you know Larry Fitzgerald is second in the NFL in receptions?
I did, man. He just never stops. He never slows down. It's incredible.
The old man, and he's in great shape. Okay, other than Larry Fitzgerald offensively, any other receivers?
No.
Okay, easy enough. Tennessee -3 in Arizona.
No, I think the Cardinals win this game.
Wow, I like Tennessee. Okay, the resurging New York Jets. Josh McCown last week told you guys, love him, love him, love him. And man, did he mass produce last week. I mean, he ran two in on top of throwing him in. With that said, this week, I don't love Josh McCown.
This is tough, right? He's almost become a must start, but this matchup, like, dude, like, okay, you think to yourself, Denver, no way, but they've yielded the most passing touchdowns in the NFL this year. But then you still don't feel great about it because it's McCown. This is a really, really, really tough one for me. This might be the toughest call of the week.
I think the reason why I would be very shy about McCown is, let's be honest, the Jets are very one-dimensional. They're not running the ball, and they've been doing it on McCown.
They're not running super effectively, but they're running a lot.
They're trying to run a lot. Just not actually doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... let's talk about receivers on the Jets side of the ball because I think there's a small problem here with Robbie Anderson.
Yeah,
right?
I know his hamstring flared up.
So you got to check the report on Sunday morning or
and
Sunday
with the
afternoon.
Hamstring, he can come out, run a go route, and then be done for the day. If you don't have the stomach for that and you need to bench him, you know, just to mitigate the risk, I hear it, which stinks because he's been a must start the past few weeks. I don't love Jermaine Kearse this week. I know the last two weeks has been amazing. I also don't feel comfortable rolling him out. I like Safarian Jenkins. Denver has a hard time against a tight end, as Julius Thomas proved for us last week. And then in that backfield, I'm starting Powell because I have to. Powell, Forte, flip a coin. I don't love either.
Okay, agreed. Denver side of the ball, I think it's one simple conversation.
Mind you, if it came to it, I would start McCown if I had to.
Agreed. Denver side of the ball, I think it's a simple conversation. You're starting nobody.
Agreed.
And as a Demaryius Thomas owner of 10 targets last week and two catches for under 20 yards, if Brock Osweiler isn't under center, you can't start Demaryius Thomas anymore.
There's nothing there.
And actually, without Brock Osweiler, you can't start any Bronco anymore, period.
I agree with you. Even, you know, it was trending in the positive direction for Devontae Booker, and then lo and behold, he touches it three times last week. It's too volatile. There's nothing to bank on. Just move on.
Jets are actually favored by 1 in Mile High at 4 p.m. What do you think?
I could see Josh McCown late turnover.
Me too. I like the Broncos here. Okay, 4:05 p.m., Washington at the L.A. Chargers. Kirk Cousins on the road. What do you think?
I'd still start Cousins. I know the Chargers have a top secondary. I know their pass defense is great. I think I'd still start Cousins.
Agreed. I think he'll throw for 200 some odd yards, maybe two touchdowns, and maybe two
interceptions. Yeah, yep. We're on the same page.
Okay, agreed. Talk to me about the backfield.
Pierre, for sure.
And that's it?
And that's it, yeah. No Byron Marshall agreed. Action. Here's the problem. Vernon Davis, see you later. See you later. You screwed me one too many times. We can't trust him anymore, unfortunately.
Agreed.
Jamison Crowder, must. And that's it. I think Casey Hayward would end up taking Dotson away. I think that's how it would shake out. So even though he scored last week, I don't like Dotson this week. None of that Ryan Grant stuff either. You can't trust it. Too volatile.
Okay, Chargers side of the ball. I like Phillip Rivers this week. Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen.
You like Phillip Rivers every week, to be clear. Well. But, I mean, you've been correct.
Last 7 weeks, he's been a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen. Do you like Eckler?
No, I do not. He's not seeing the ball enough the last two games. Not worth it. Hunter Henry, though, has to be in the lineup this week, just like last week.
I just want
to
say the following. Eckler is in the old Danny Woodhead role, where when it's going to be a tight shootout game, he's worth rolling out. It's an upside play. I actually like Eckler for a touchdown this week on one of those dump-offs. Again, his floor is very low, so if you want to take the
extremely
risk...
Extremely low.
If you want to take the risk...
He touched it 6 times last week, I think, or
because
7.
He didn't have to against Cleveland.
I agree.
Okay, LA Chargers, -6.
Yeah, man, they're on a roll.
They really are. Okay, Seattle at Jacksonville. Love the matchup. You're a Russell Wilson owner. Why don't you tell people what to expect?
Not as much as we've been getting, unfortunately. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I for like 5 seconds considered maybe streaming somebody. But
heck no.
At the end of the day, going back to what I said and you know what you just said, he brought us all here. We're going to roll with him.
He's
matchup proof. So I'm rolling Wilson out. The other one I heavily, heavily debated is Doug Baldwin. I also own him. Careful consideration. I'm still starting him as well.
Yes, agreed. Look, I know Jacksonville's passing stats are through the roof, but teams are still getting passes off against them. Things are still happening. And, you know, Russell Wilson leads the league as a quarterback in rushing. I mean,
he has put me on his back, yep. And he's just taken me there.
He did for you what I was hoping Tom Brady would do. And, you know, after week 6, I told you guys, it's in the archives. You can go back and listen. I said, I bet you at the end of the year, Russell Wilson ends up being as good or better than Brady and being the number 1 or 2. Yeah. Fantasy QB.
So happy that you were right.
I was right just based on the team chemistry. That's what made me make that call. That said, Jacksonville side of the ball.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Oh. We're not done. Mike Davis is running with that job, and he's actually producing. So yep. If you own Mike Davis, I'm definitely okay with that.
Is he playing? I didn't think it would.
I believe so.
Okay, if Mike Davis plays, start him. If he's not playing, do you advocate
him? No, that's it. None of that McKissick stuff this
Thank
week.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I've been saying for weeks. Okay, good. Jacksonville side of the ball. Leonard Fournette, Marquise Lee, Blake Bortles?
Not Bortles.
Agreed.
I think it's just Fournette and Lee.
Yep.
D.D. Westbrook, man. 2 games in a row, he's been really good. I think...
Against poor secondaries.
I think this is kind of a tough matchup. I wouldn't do it here. I would not.
Agreed. I would stick to my studs. I'd stick to Lee and Fournette. I wouldn't even do Blake Bortles, who's had wonderful matchups and taken advantage of them. I don't think this is one of them.
Agreed.
Jacksonville's actually favored by 2.5.
Nah, Seattle's going to go in there, and they're going to get it done, I think.
I agree. I think it's too prime time-ish for Jacksonville, and they're not ready for the
big
time.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Okay. Philly at the LA Rams. They have a combined 19 wins and 5 losses. Philly side of the ball. It's still very confusing. You do Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, who I don't even love this week. I like this week. And Zach Ertz. Talk to me about the running back situation.
Okay, so I think Ajayi is okay now. He played an eagle high in snap counts. I know it's only been a month or so last week. He got the bulk of the work back there. I think he's okay to start this week. Blunt is going to be basically touchdown dependent. He carries, but I don't like Blunt this week.
So let's say it right. It's game flow situational, a lot like the Patriots backfield. If it's a tight game, Jay Ajayi is the guy. If it's going to be a blowout for any reason, not going to see much Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, Blunt would salt it away if the Eagles were up. But, I mean, against the Rams, I think we're anticipating. Yeah, it wouldn't be a close game.
I think Jay Ajayi is a must start.
Yeah, I like Ajayi this week. And also, too, it's important to note the Rams bleed points to opposing running backs in fantasy. So it's a really favorable spot, too.
Agreed. Okay, Rams side of the ball. What do you think of Jared Goff this week?
I wouldn't Aguilar this week either. I know he's coming off that terrific game last Sunday, but I wouldn't start him this week.
Agreed. Just Alshon on, as a wide receiver. So talk to me about Jared Goff. What do you think?
I don't love it. He's gotten us this far. I think I would start him. I don't love it. The Eagles can be beaten in the secondary, though.
I'll tell you why I'm okay with Jared Goff this week, and I've not been a huge advocate of his all season. I like Watkins this week. I like Kupp this week.
Yeah, there you go. You covered it.
that secondary can be head deep. Eagles, great run defense.
Great
if I'm a
seven,
Todd Gurley owner, I don't expect yards on the ground. I'm praying for a couple screens and for him to break one. Otherwise, Todd Gurley's in for a long day. So Kupp and Watkins. Okay. Yeah. Simple enough. LA's favored by two.
I think the Eagles are going to rebound here.
You know what's funny? I kind of like the Rams. I like the Rams to make a stand at home. Not by much, though. So the 2 points is basically a pick 'em. Okay, Sunday night football. Old school AFC rivalry game. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Baltimore showed signs of life. Sure, it was against
the Lions.
Or the Lions
are a dumpster fire and should be disbanded from the NFL. You pick.
Okay. Ravens side of the ball. I like Mike Wallace. I don't like Jeremy Maclin. Running backs you like?
Alex Collins. Look, it's Alex Collins, Mike Wallace, and that's it. I like Mike Wallace quite a bit this week.
Simple enough. Pittsburgh side of the ball. Catch up field. I think you roll out Ben Roethlisberger because we saw last week live, without Jimmy Smith in that secondary for Baltimore, Baltimore secondary, while stellar, barely allowing 200 yards a game passing, it can be had a little bit. So if I'm an AB owner, I'm not worried. Le'Veon Bell owner, I'm not worried. I am going to roll out Martavis Bryant this week because Juju is suspended.
So I was going to ask you about that.
Oh,
okay.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it in spades. He's returning kicks. And we saw it last week, before Jimmy Smith went down, Marvin Jones barely caught the ball. Golden Tate did even have a target. Jimmy Smith goes down. It's like both of them were wide open. It's like Jimmy Smith was single-handedly covering both of them.
It did. You know what's funny is it did feel that way. The one that I struggle with is Ben, just because Baltimore's defense has been so good. To your point, once Smith went down, things changed in that secondary.
But
they will continue to change.
The other thing I want
to
remind you and the people is they play each other twice a year every year. Ben is so accustomed to them.
Traditionally, though, you're right in that they know each other really well. Traditionally, though, these games are really hard-hitting, low-scoring, AFC North,
it can be.
Blah,
I'd
blah,
still
blah.
Roll them out. And, folks, if you struggle with your ketchup bottle, the number 57's on for a reason. Tap it. That's what makes it come out. I think Ben keeps rolling. With that said, Pittsburgh, 4.5.
Because they're at home.
Okay, moving on to our final game, Monday Night Football. And folks, as a Tom Brady owner who crushed me last week, crushed me, Jimmy Garoppolo was more fantasy points than Tom Brady. With that said, I'm expecting a huge bounce back this week.
Yes.
Looking very, very forward to it. Gronk is suspended. I like Amendola. I love Cooks. In the backfield, I think it's Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead. Anybody else on the New England side of the ball?
No, you covered it very, very well. I definitely don't trust Dwayne Allen, even though he'll be the starting tight end. I don't care. Honestly, I don't really have a lot of faith in Amendola. You got to be careful. If Chris Hogan comes back, that really eats at him.
Yeah, if Hogan comes back.
I don't trust Amendola a ton. I really don't. And I know a lot of people are on him this week.
I am, only because when Gronk is out, Brady tends to lean a little bit more on Amendola. That's why I like
I guess... Let's see if we agree. If Hogan starts, though, I would start Hogan and I
would
not start
Amendola.
Only Amendola if Hogan doesn't play. Is that fair to say?
Yes, and yes. Good. Otherwise, if Hogan plays, then Amendola just becomes touchdown dependent because
he'll
probably
player.
Catch 3 for 30 or something, but without that touchdown, it would become garbage for you as an owner.
Agreed.
Dolphins side of the ball.
Let me save us some time. Drake and Landry. And we're done.
You don't want to talk about Stills?
There's nothing to talk about, man. No.
Just checking. Just wanted to make
sure. Not Stills, not Devontae. I have a hard time focusing and trying in the NFL, Parker. Can't do it. No Julius Thomas this week either.
Spread opened up New England minus 12. It's moved all the way to minus 11, which is one full point. Haha, I'm being funny. You think New England wins by double digits?
I do.
I do too, especially well after what happened in Buffalo. I know they crushed the Bills, but there were some explosions on the sideline. I think Brady says, hey, everybody, we're fine. We're holding hands. Folks, wish you luck in the playoffs. If you need help, you can feel free to reach out to us through our Facebook page. We are the Fantasy Advice Bros at Facebook.com. You can feel free to tweet at us. We are at _AdviceBros On Twitter, you can ask us questions. We are getting some people reaching out to us, which is always nice.
Awesome.
Folks, it's been fun. I wish everybody luck. I know not everybody can win every playoff matchup, but hopefully you put in your studs and they do what they do for you. Rams, I had a lot of fun.
Best of luck, people.
Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros, presented by Gabber Media.